Oh, hello.
Yes, welcome everyone. Dearest friends of this world and that, you have returned.
You are in the right place at the right time, for we are about to magically resume our poetic dream in Season 1, Episode 3 of Poetry Nap, The Curious Nature of Love.
How delightful.
How festive.
Yes, yeah, speaking of festivity.
Yes.
I'm Lady Dosis.
Indeed. And speaking of Periwinkle, I'm Lord Dosis.
I'm glad you brought up Periwinkle.
Me too.
We are time voyagers of the dream realm, and your captains for this journey.
With open shortbread arms, we welcome you back to our extraordinary world, and your treasured nap will begin shortly. As you relax into wherever you are, please fully recline your backs,
heads,
necks,
legs,
arms,
paws,
fins,
wings,
and tails. Unbuckle your belts and loosen your buttocks completely. Ah, that's better.
Now that you are comfortable, like a goose in a bathtub, please allow your eyes to close and take a few deep, slow breaths.
Gently feel your mind let go of today.
As we relax even deeper, we notice the refreshing and familiar sound of a soft stream, and we can feel the tall grasses tickling our ankles and knees.
Something or someone lovingly strokes our cheek, and we remember, yes, we have returned to the Enchanted Island, and here we are at the mystical river with our magical lover.
When we notice off in the distance, there's a loud rustling in the leaves in the forest, and our lover holds us tight, ready to protect us from whoever or whatever it may be. I'm sure it's fine.
Well, maybe.
But we don't know yet.
Well, look, it's floating just above the treetops. We see that all the ruckus is from a small, jolly man.
My goodness. He's about as tall as a baby. Why, he's a baby man.
And he's riding a colossal barrel, drifting through the air.
And the barrel is being towed by 1,000 butterflies. Yes, 1,000.
We see fiery skippers,
common wood nymphs,
black swallowtails,
Edith's checker spots,
West Coast ladies,
Moss's elfins,
and monarchs.
Oh, and the baby man. He's not a butterfly, though.
No, but is it who we think it is? Oh, yes, it is indeed. The god of mischief himself.
What?
Dionysus.
Yes, indeed, it is Dionysus. And magically, wine goblets appear in our hands out of nowhere. Where did those come from?
I don't know. Dionysus gleefully kicks the cork out of the barrel, and wine, red as rubies, flows through the air, filling all of our goblets.
My goodness, but before we take a sip, each of us notices a butterfly has landed on our left ear, and it tickles just a little bit, but it's so soft and cute.
The butterflies ask us to raise our goblets as they declare into our ears in their small butterfly voices their ode to wine. Day-colored wine.
Night-colored wine.
Wine with purple feet.
Or wine with topaz blood.
Wine, starry child of earth.
Wine, soft as lascivious velvet.
Never has one goblet contained you, one song, one man. You are choral, gregarious. At the least, you must be shared. Your love, a waterfall of inextinguishable wine.
The clarity that swims in my senses. Yes, the earth's splendor of life. What an entrance.
I'd say. And we're all a little bit tipsy because we finally started drinking the wine. And, oh, look, including Dionysus and the butterflies.
They're a little tipsy too. And their inhibitions are perfectly loosened. Loosened enough that Dionysus wants to sing us a song. How fun. Goodness, Dionysus.
What a good pair of lungs you have.
I was just going to say that.
No, beat you to it.
Well, with such a romantic song, we squeeze our lovers close to us. And your lover gets really close and cheek to cheek.
Or says, cheek to bark or cheek to...
Yes.
Whatever your creature has.
Whatever the skin is next to their mouth.
I mean, does grass have a mouth?
If they have a mouth.
If your cheek is on the grass, just let it be there.
Find the grass's mouth. Because it wants to say something to you.
True. I like... my body, when it is with your body. It is so quite a new thing. Muscles better and nerves more. I like your body. I like what it does. I like its hows. I like to feel the spine of your body and its bones. And the trembling, firm smoothness. And which I will again, and again, and again, kiss. I like kissing this and that of you. I like slowly stroking the shocking fuzz of your electric fur. And what is it comes over parting flesh and eyes. Big love crumbs. And possibly, I like the thrill of under me, you, so quite new.
Our lovers are quite the romantics.
They sure are. And you found the mouth of the grass.
You sure did.
Good job.
Yes.
Ah, and we start to spoon and coo
giggle
into each other's ears.
Your lover just said something very funny.
And you're giggling and... Oh my goodness. Wait a second.
Lord Dursis, who is that coming down the river on a winged canoe? The canoe is just hovering above the river.
Yes, it's a canoe that's flying, and he's tall, he's naked, he's got a beard, he's wearing a broad-brimmed...
And he's waving to us.
It's Uncle Walt Whitman.
You're right, it is. Uncle Walt never misses a poetry nap. Yes, the last time we saw him, he was riding a three-humped camel in Rajasthan with Sybil Shepherd.
Oh, yeah, it's quite a nice couple.
The camel humps were filled with dark chocolate apple slices.
Mmm, how delicious.
If you could get to them. Hello, Uncle Walt. How delightful.
Hello, Lady Docious. Hello, everyone. Looks like you all are experiencing native moments.
I believe we are.
Native moments. When you come upon me, you are here now. Give me libidinous joys only. Give me the drench of my passions. Give me life coarse and rank. Today I go consort with nature's darlings. Tonight, too. I am for those who believe in loose delights. I share the midnight orgies of young men. I dance with the dancers and drink with the drinkers. The echoes ring with our indecent calls. I pick out some low person for my dearest friend. He shall be lawless, rude, illiterate. He shall be one condemned by others for deeds done. I will play a part no longer. Why should I exile myself from my companions? Oh, you shunned persons. I at least do not shun you. I come forthwith in your midst. I will be your poet. I will be more to you than to any of the rest.
Uncle Walt jumps off of his canoe and into the sparkling
Whoopee!
River with a big splash. And look, he doggy paddles over to his old friend and companion, Dionysus. And their splishes and splashes inspire us all to take Uncle Walt's advice and to engage in more libidinous joys.
Through the caresses and slippery bodies, the gentle rush of the river begins to effortlessly float us back through the thick, mossy forest. and back to the opalescent coast. Well, the Dandy Duchess has been loyally waiting. Thank you, Dandy Duchess.
And along with our magical lovers, we all climb aboard the gigantic hot air balloon bed to get cozy and warm for our return journey. And look, there's Uncle Walt hopping on. Yay! He's going to come back with us.
Of course I am.
Yeah. And now again, with every one of our relaxed outbreaths, the Dandy Duchess begins floating back up into the clear sky.
Let's give her a little banana gas as well.
That's a good idea.
One more. Perfect.
The balloon is perfectly filled up. We look over the bed and we say fare thee well to our enchanted forest. We see La Henoria waving from her garden, the birds and the bees zipping around, Dionysus and the butterflies hanging out in the river. And gradually we begin floating ever so high in our balloon bed through the stratocumulus clouds.
Angela Lansbury with Cupid wings shimmers past again.
Don't forget love, dears.
Thank you.
Toodaloo.
As we lie here on this magnificent bed, cuddling with our lovers fully relaxed, feeling the warm breeze against our bodies, and looking up into the twinkling stars, we begin to glide back to where we began, peacefully drifting all the way down.
The Dandy Duchess delicately lands. We could barely even feel it. Here, returned, with your eyes still closed, you remember the ancient wisdom of who you truly are, who you always are and have been. You remember the curious nature of love.
When we were the stream, when we were the forest, when we were still the field, when we were every hoof, foot, fin, and wing, when we were the sky itself, no one ever asked us, did we have a purpose? No one ever wondered, was there anything we might need? For there was nothing we could not love.
It was when we left all that we once were that the agony began. The fear and questions came, and we wept. We wept. Tears we had never, ever known before. So we returned to the river. We returned to the mountains. We asked for their hand in marriage again. We begged. We begged to be wed to every object and creature. And when they accepted, love was ever present in our arms.
And love did not say, where have you been? For then we knew, all beings are being the nature of love.
dearest nappers, it is time to gently wake up.
For your safety and comfort, please begin stretching your body ever so slowly.
Wiggle your toes and fingers. Lovingly move your neck from side to side.
Tenderly open your eyes. Notice the first person, plant, or magical creature you see and send them a wink.
Luxuriously give yourself a warm embrace. You deserve it.
Welcome back to where we began. Local time is here and now, and the temperature is perfect.
We'd like to thank you, our dearest nappers, for taking this poetry nap with us.
A heartfelt thank you to the sweet poets, composers, and musicians featured in this episode of The Curious Nature of Love.
And also at poetrynap.com, you can subscribe to our newsletter, find out about our live shows, and learn more about the poets and musicians from each episode. And thank you, Lord Dosis.
Oh, thank you, Lady Dosis. Again, thank you, our dear Dandy Duchess passengers, for taking this poetry nap with us.
We look forward to sleeping with you again in the very near future.
Sweet dreams.